Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Brett?
What's good, Brother B?
I'm in a bad mood. We're just gonna get right to the you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the greatest of moods. So anything that Brother B says tonight on the show, the menu. Yes, this is the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B. Anything that Brother B says, or certain things that he may say that may come across as negative or derogatory, of course, in your perception, does not necessarily reflect the views of the menu, any entities within or without. Or anyone that calls in and that's on the panel.
Well, can I say one thing, though?
Please.
Can I say one thing that might make you a little bit happy, just a little bit?
Please, you want some money? Because if you want some money, I'm hanging up and I'm coming to
you. That's going
to
make you mad.
We're going to get a bottle. and that's that.
No, I'm just going to say I'm pretty much in a good mood. I just want to put that out there. I'm just gonna put that out there, but you know, let's get into what we have to get into because you know, it's time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I before we get started, once again, what up, y'all? It is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of Menu, the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And please do know that, you know, all are welcome. You come on, you speak your piece. That's what it's all about here at the menu. It's not about the hatred, the hostile, or the divisiveness. There's enough of that going on today. It's not about that. But check this out. I'm not a religious person. Spiritual, yes, but I'm you know, very spiritual. Not religious, but I do have to read this because I truly do believe it. And this is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. This is from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And like I said, I do believe it. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Now, that just brought me a little bit of peace because, you know, I said, like, read that, say it out loud. My thing is this. Why are humans so fucking despicable? And not all of them. But it's like, you know what? For the life of me, I can't understand how people call themselves Christians, Jews, Muslims, Baptists, whatever. You claim that you have a faith and you love something, but yet you treat other people like shit, or you're very condescending, or you're racist, or you're bigoted, or you have this separatist attitude. I don't understand. How could you say that the one main message of the higher force or the higher power that I believe in, and that I'm sure a lot of people believe in, religious and or spiritual, is love. And we ain't doing that shit. I just don't understand. It's not hard. It's not freaking hard to just give a damn about people. It's not. It's too much shit going on right now. And it's like, if this is the way I'm feeling frustrated, I'm sure there are hundreds and thousands of people that are feeling the same way, because all this shit is for nothing. Democrats, Republicans, big racists, black, white, this lives matter, this lives don't. Shut up. Just shut up. Because you know what? When it boils down to it, to a degree, it's the same message. But then you got a lot of assholes that want to misconstrue the message for their own personal reasons. And I don't know why a lot of people just fall into the crap constantly. How could you be out here making children, having children, but yet you want to put that negative shit into the world? How do you do that? How do you call yourself? How do you go to church every day, or go to church on Sunday or Saturday, or however it is, or pray, but then you put out the negativity into the world? What the hell is wrong with you? Do you call yourself a human being, or you call yourself righteous? Jacob Blake, the newest, and thank God he didn't become a casualty, but he's a statistic right now. So 7 bullets in the back, point blank range. But then you hear the comments, or maybe he had a knife, or he resisted commands. I don't give a damn what anybody.
You know, that's going to always, like I said, it's going to be justified no matter what. It does not matter. It's going to be justified.
There is no justification. There's no justification for cowardice. Because, see, people want
to... Well,
wanna,
to them it is. That's the point.
Come,
to them it is.
Listen, I'm sure people will, and I don't care what you label me, because what you eat, what I eat, will make you shit and vice versa. But if you're a coward, you don't need a job like that. If you're a coward, you don't need to join any military. You don't need to join anything that's paramilitary. You don't need to join any... Have anything. You don't even need a gun. You probably don't even need a butter knife in your hand. If you're a coward, you're a coward. Do what cowards do. Get you some type of job that you can deal with. Go work in a petting zoo or something like that. But don't be out here trying
to... Nah, they don't need that either.
Be brave.
They'll probably shoot the goddamn tigers or something like that and
say
the tiger
right.
was trying to attack them.
You're right. Nope. But don't get a job where you're going to let that bullshit security that you feel is authority... Give you don't make mistake. That's not your heart. But don't go get a job where you got to go out there and deal with people, and you ain't built like that. And do shit like them cops. These cops out here be doing. The bad apples be doing. So now when people want to talk their crap about defunding the police. You right there is another prime example of it. Because, see, if black people keep killing black people, then you want to call it, oh, it's black-on-black crime. No, because white people kill white people. Everybody kill everybody. The color don't matter. But so if cops keep killing black people, you know, in suspect ways, what do you call it? Oh, you just, oh, well, it's someone dealing with a criminal. It's usually always a white cop. So you might as well just call a spade a spade. I'm not a racist. Never have been, never will be. But it's just gotta call spade a spade. It's usually a white cop. Who shoots someone in the back? Now listen, if you weren't that strong and you couldn't contain homeboy before he got to his car, then maybe the job is not for you. Maybe the job ain't for you. But to let off 7 rounds in somebody's back at point blank, but then you know what, they're the people that say, oh, well, you weren't in this situation. But you know what? Listen, in my line of work, I have to be prepared for it. Anytime you put on that uniform and you put something on your hip, you be prepared for it. And if you can't handle it, if your last resort has to become your first resort, then there's a problem. It's a serious problem. But me, I'm not just frustrated about that. It's just in general. People are just so discourteous to each other now. They're like, people are just so disrespectful. And you're not going to use COVID-19 as a reason to be disrespectful.
Absolutely, because they've been doing this. First of all, they've been doing this before that. People have been acting like this for the last five to ten years. People have just, like, this, like, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know what? Like I said, I'm feeling everything you're saying because you know what? Like I said, I was sitting here thinking the same thing you just said. Everything you just said, I've been thinking the same thing. Like, humans are just disgusting. They're just disgusting to each other. And it's like, I don't understand how you can call yourself a human being or even, you know, and doing the things that you do. Like they say, you know, heaven and hell. You know what? I feel we already live, we're in hell. We're not even living in hell, we're in it. Because it can't get any worse. I don't care about what they make on TV with make you think hell is. No, we living in it already. We not living. We're in it. This is it. That's how I feel. This is
and
it.
I'm not gonna lie. I have to somewhat agree with you because I feel you on that because like I said, man, it's a lot of stuff going on that doesn't really make any sense, and you know, people are just wow, it just boggles the mind, man. And
yeah, it
you
does.
Know, before we get into the topic, you know, someone put me on to this. Cat Williams did a seven minute stand up. And it's something that he said at the end of the stand-up that was so true. He said, you know, white people, you know, are waiting. Some white people are just waiting for black people to just start wilding out and going crazy on them and all this and all that. But you know what? White people have been waiting for that for over 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we still ain't do it because we built different. We're better than that. So y'all can keep waiting. For those that are waiting, y'all can keep your guns next to your bed, next to the toilet. You can keep waiting. Because black people don't really give a damn about you and what you're doing. You're trying to just do us. I think that you're more of a threat to your own situation, conjuring shit up in your head about what black people are doing, than what we really are doing.
Exactly.
So on that note, once again, it is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio, Big Red Brother B. You got Hot Rod in the house. Speak your piece, Hot Rod. What's going on, brother?
Hot Rod! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. No, I just have a quick question. And, of course, you know, I have to run and, you know, deal with my brat. But to you guys' point, and Sean Black told me this earlier to them, go talk about it. If we took Fernando Castell, Mike Brown, Sandra Blanc, if you switch their name in that story of what happened to Jacob Blake, the story is still the same when the name is changed. That's the only difference. It's the same story over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there's never an end to this chapter or to this book. You know, it's just like an add-on to the index. Well, my question to you guys that I caught back to the internet, if Jacob Blake handled his situation differently, but you know, there's always three sides to every story. If he had not walked away from the cops, Brother B, would that make a difference? And that would have helped calm down the situation?
Well, not to delve too much into that, but I will say this. We don't know what really happened. We don't know how it started. We're just going off of so-called reports, you know, alleged reports of he was breaking up a fight. I don't know how, because listen, Eric Garner was breaking up a fight, and look what happened to him. So this guy, he was doing the same thing. Look what happened to him. So how do you go from breaking up a fight to getting seven bullets in your back and being paralyzed? I don't understand.
Absolutely.
So
of course,
if he would have, so if he would have not tussled with the police, there's a strong, there could be. We don't know. Because listen, the whole thing, it boils down to intent. We don't know what was in that cop's mind. We don't know what his intent was for the day. We don't know what his agenda was for the day. We don't know what it was for the moment. Anybody can scream fear, But were you really scared?
Could be. How many times we discuss on both shows all the time, all of us on the panel, how scared white people are of cops or on black people, and vice versa. We discuss this millions of times. So like I told Sean Black, like Brother B said properly, we don't know what really happened, what escalated to that level. We just go by the video and the so-called media. We saw a black man going to his car.
But then y'all also have to look at another thing. You have to look at another thing. See, when things like that happen, sometimes I'm not sure because I didn't really hear this full story. But remember, when the police are being called by neighbors or whoever, people will call and say things just to get the police there faster. I looked for that type
the
of thing where they will call and say something. And they'll say, oh, he had a knife. They'll get to the job, and they didn't have it. That person didn't even have a knife, or there's nothing to be found.
Fear.
So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes,
fear.
Right. Sometimes,
you know what?
But
you know what?
Sometimes
I'm
that
with
escalates
you.
The situation. That escalates
the situation
into something, you know, worse.
I'm going to put this out there. And let's not bullshit each other. We deal with each other. We deal with different people different ways. If somebody Spanish rolls up, you deal with them differently. If somebody white rolls up, you deal with them differently. If somebody black rolls up, you deal with them differently. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, stereotypically, because we all kind of do it, we deal it, but it depends on how you do it, because there could be a negative and a positive way that you do it. But you think I'm going to say it real talk. You think these white cats is rolling up in a black neighborhood on some, oh, well, you know, we gotta treat this with kid gloves. We gotta be cool. No. They're going in there on some, oh shit, we might have to pop something. Or we gotta be prepared to do whatever. They're mentally ready for war.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's the when you already got a weapon on your hip, if you're running into a situation like that, already prepared for war, then it's probably going to be one.
That is very
you
true.
You set the narrative. When they come up on the scene, you set the narrative. Huh?
True. But to your point, a quick story that I'll call back later. And I never forget this story. And I told Sean this right away. And you know the situation, what would you do if you're in that situation? It was early in the morning. I'm going to a supermarket. And this is 6 o'clock in the morning. I probably was hungover as usual. And some guy come up to me, a black guy walk up to me. So, of course, you know, us being the hood, your guard is up like, okay, what do you want? You know, don't bother me for money. The guy asked me, you know, he needs to get to the train station. Can I order him an Uber and, you know, he will give me the money to the car ride, to the train ride. I lied and I said no to him. And, you know, he gave me a look like, oh, of course, you know, no. No, you know, he gave me the answer, like, you know, I don't want to look out for him, whatever. And I asked Sean Black. A black guy asked me for a favor, and I told him no, because I don't know his agenda. I don't know if he had an agenda. Maybe he doesn't need to go to work, and he's willing to give me money. But if it was a white person, maybe I would have had differently. You understand where I'm going with this? But why is
it? I see you.
It's a white person.
Right. Check this out. Check this out. Listen, a dog walking to me 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be suspect. It's going to be suspect. I don't care what. Listen, anybody that
wears
a point blank.
Yeah.
I'm treating you the same way regardless. Whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm expecting you, until you show me that you're friendly, you're not my friend.
Exactly.
Why is it? Why do we have that guard up? That's my thing. Why do we have that guard up right away? Who's Big Red? Big Red, what do you want, Big Red? I know you don't want money. I know you want money, Big Red.
Because sometimes it's the world we live in.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you want to, you walk out here, either you're going to be a wolf or you're going to be a sheep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
I'll tell you guys in a few minutes later.
All right, K-Dog. What's up, K-Dog?
Hey,
K-Dog.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Yeah,
why?
That's right. It's been a while, everybody.
K-Dog been ducking us, Big Red. K-Dog been ducking us.
Nah.
You been ducking us?
He just said, Yeah, he said, hell with you guys. No, I'm
sorry. you know what it is? I'm gonna tell you. Here we are in this crazy mixed up world, and you know, I was listening to what you guys had to say earlier, and like I could second say what Hot Rod had to say too about the whole story never changes, and it never will. And you know, here it is with the police and with us and the police. And you know, Brother B, I gotta tell you something. After what happened to Sean Bell, I learned not to look at the race of the cops, because I remember what happened with Sean Bell. It was two black cops that did it. So you know it's all about the guns and the power and, of course, your target. Because, yeah. You see, with what happened with that young brother, I mean, like how Rod said, we don't know the whole story, but I'm like, man, what the hell is going on? And now this guy is popped. And the worst part about it is you shot him in front of his kids. Just like Fernando Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
Shot him in front of his kids, in front of his fiance and his kids. That's going to leave them traumatized.
Yep.
And here we are. What month? This is almost the end of August, and Breonna Taylor's murderers are still walking around, free men. What's going on here?
Because in the eyes of the law, they weren't considered murderers. Some people would consider them heroes.
And they're murderers. Time and time again, we hear these things going on. I mean, you know, when could we say enough is enough, and when could we say to stop? Because,
well, we were supposed to say that.
Yeah.
That was what Black Lives Matter for, and all the marches and protests. That was supposed to be enough is enough.
That was before everybody said like this, oh, well, we marched enough. Okay, let's go back to normal.
Right.
You know,
it'll never be normal.
I was having a conversation with my best friend, and we were both talking about what's been going on, especially when it comes to us as a people and what's going on. Because if you saw the video of Ice Cube when he said, "What's in it for us in this election?" My question is, what are we as a people doing? You know, for us. Because
nothing.
There was a time in this country where, you know, when we saw something that wasn't right, we did something about it. You know, we organized. Now these days you don't have that anymore.
Nope.
There was a time we had the black church that got involved. We had black people, you know, we were organized. We were putting things together. But we don't have that kind of thing anymore, because there was a time you had the conservative fighters of the civil rights movement, like those who followed Dr. King and all the other all those who were fighting against integration, and you had the ones who also were listening to Minister Malcolm X and talking about us as a people uniting with each other. So you see. You don't have that anymore. You don't have, you know, even later on, after Malcolm X, you had Stokely Carmichael, H. Rap Brown, those brothers who were standing up for something. You don't have that anymore, because now what we're looking for is, I'm going for mine. I'm going to speak up, but yet I'm going to hustle people. This is a problem. This is a problem that we have as a people now. I mean, before we could say, okay, what's in it for us from the politicians? What are we as a people doing to better a situation? How can we give? How can we help ourselves instead of coming up to these politicians?
To.
Yeah,
right. We don't have to.
Right. We don't have to. Instead of coming up to these politicians with our hands out, like I've heard time and time again, and Brother B, you and I spoke about this, and Big Red, you've heard me say it too. I remember when Barack Obama, when President Obama was in office, he ain't doing nothing for us. Excuse me, he wasn't put there to do something for you. He's there to lead the country. And let's not also forget there's something else, too, we're not studying, and that is there is three branches in the U.S. government. I mean, come on now. We got to know these things before
right.
we go in and say, oh, give me one.
Well,
give me
I
this,
mean,
give me that.
Well, once
yeah.
again, this is And that's what, and see, when you say that, that leads to, into, you know, the topic in terms of, you know, does poverty have a color? And with this election going on, I mean, everybody's trying to, you know, it seems like everybody's fighting for that black vote. Like, we're supposed to make up only a certain percentage, but yet why do, you know, everyone, the both of them are fighting for the black vote. And the whole thing is, even with the black vote, you still have a lot of people out there that are black, or as I mean to really start saying, melanated people. They're looking for, they have their hands stretched out, and they're like, okay, see that, whatever Ice Cube said, that what do you, what's in it for us? See, F that. I don't want to hear nothing about what's in it for us. Because my thing is this, he can talk that shit from his mansion. He can talk, you know what I'm saying? He can talk that shit from where he's at. But other people, if you don't make it on your own, how do you expect someone to give you something to make it? Why do you need, like, there's too many opportunities out here. Why does, it seems like black is the face of poverty. Why? There are other poor people out there, but wait a minute. Is it that black people is it black people poverty different from a white man's poverty, from an Asian's poverty, or a Hispanic's poverty? Like, is our, you know, poverty different? And
right.
I think
it's
so.
A conditioning.
It is.
It's different. I think it's a conditioning that, in a brainwashing that they put out there all these years that, oh, the face of poverty is black people. Oh, black people
and
are the ones
true.
That live in. Right. Black people are the ones, okay, well, they live in the poor neighborhood. And this has been years this has been happening. Oh, they're the ones that, but you know what? You pushed it. My thing is, the powers that be, you pushed us into these things. You pushed us into these neighborhoods. You pushed us into this. It's not like this that we chose to be in here. You pushed us into this.
Exactly.
But you know what, Red?
So that can,
but
so
you know
that
what,
can
Red?
Be key. That can be there.
But you know what, Red? I mean, I'm with you on it, but part my other issue with that is that, see, so somebody can push, but you don't have to be pushed. You don't have to keep yourself in a position to be pushed. And see, the thing is, a lot of our people just kept going for the okey-doke. Like you said, K-Dog, and like it's been said, we had a Black Wall Street in a few different places.
Exactly.
Why can't we go back to that? Everybody want to be an entrepreneur. People want to do this. You want to do that. You want to be a boss. Oh, fuck, you can't be a boss with your pants hanging off your ass, standing on the corner at 7 o'clock in the morning not doing shit.
Exactly.
Or what? You selling drugs? Listen, motherfucker, crackheads smoke on the weekend. Like, crackheads got jobs now. People on drugs, they got jobs now. They got jobs to support their habits. It ain't like the 80s or the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Shit is different.
That stuff's been gone, man. It changed
like,
because you know
like,
what
yeah, but you gotta realize in this generation, it's a different type of hustle. Yeah, but see,
it is.
You're right. Nobody's saying it. Ain't nobody saying. You're right. Nobody's on the corner. They got a different type of hustle going on. You young boys, you know, different type of hustles going on.
And some of them are still broke. Listen, you know what I'm saying? This is the big difference between a hustle and a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Big difference between a hustler and a hustler. And some of these cats don't know the difference between the two.
No, they don't.
They don't know. So my whole thing is, once again, you still live. Listen, there's too many working poor people out here. There's way too many working poor people out here. And they don't have to be
absolutely.
That way. Our areas do not have to look like that. Listen, we're about to go into a situation. You see a crime with this bail reform. Cats on the street, shooting up other people. They're about to make cuts. About to be some cuts. 22,000 people about to lose their job from EMS.
Oh, hell yeah.
To sanitation to others. So that means it's probably going to get dirty. And so shit hit the fan, it's going to take an extra minute or two for EMS to respond. Because it's cutbacks happening. So what are we going to
do? At the end of the day, what do they care? They don't give a damn about us. Because you know what?
But you know what?
And the
we
sad
should.
Thing is, I'm not. Yeah, we should. We, you know, it's a shame that, and I'm not trying to put us down or anything, but let's look at reality, man. Do we give a damn about ourselves?
Nope.
Nope. I say it all the time. We just, you know, we are our own worst enemy. Like we are. Because once again, you know, it only takes one person, two people, it takes you to get together and try to do something different. But then it's like when you think differently, or you try to do something different, or you try to enlighten people. Once again, I'm gonna say it: black people can become very ignorant when it comes to that.
I mean,
because they're
afraid
of change.
Yeah. Like, listen. Here we are in this pandemic. Here we are in this election. And I've heard people say some nasty things during this election. I mean, I've heard so much, man, about, you know what? I ain't voting. I was talking to my brother about this, and he said, you know what? So he says you're not voting. Do you have any plans afterwards? What's your agenda afterwards going forward? What is your agenda?
Right, absolutely.
I don't know.
You said you're telling people not to vote. You're telling people not to vote. I've heard some people, I ain't voting. Oh, please, Trump is going to be reelected. Oh, so you're happy with what's going on, but yet you'll be the first one to scream and protest? Don't protest, because sit down and shut up. Don't sit down and protest.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Let me ask this question. Let me put this. What up, Lady T? Let me put this to Lady T.
Hey, Lady T.
Hey.
My thing is, with all the hurdles and obstacles that we seem to have in front of us and then put in front of us on our own, I gotta ask, then, Lady T, how do you feel? Like, do you feel there's a double standard within our own race? Our own, ethnic group. Do you feel like there's, like, you know, we're really pitted against each other, and we do this whole caste system to the point where we don't even help each other get out of the hole? I mean, what's your take on that?
My take on it is our ethnicity, our race, whatever you want to call it, we are, and I don't want to say it like this, but we're so slow to learn. We don't want to educate our own self. It's not about if you went to college. It's about educating yourself. And something that K-Dog just said as far as protests and voting, those are two different things, because you have people who are not registered to vote that will still protest, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, don't complain about who's your president, because you didn't take, you know, what our ancestors fought for us to have that right to vote. So if nobody learned anything from the whole struggle with John Lewis till the day of his death, as far as with the voting rights and things like that, and you don't want to take the opportunity, but if, God forbid, Trump is our president again, the next 4 years, I don't know what it's going to be, because these 4 years have been draining. So we need to get out and understand what is what, because just today I was talking to somebody and they didn't realize that things get passed through the Senate. They're thinking it gets passed through Congress. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of us don't want to educate ourselves on what the political system is. We're just like, oh, I don't know about politics. I don't do this. I don't do that. Get into the politics right now, because the politics right now, you've seen another black man get shot, 8 times in his back, and you don't want to get into the politics still, you need to get into the politics and understand what the protests are for, what your voting rights are for.
Exactly.
Well, check this out. See, my thing is, one of my biggest beefs is, and you're right, Lady T, how people choose not to educate 100%. Themselves. They choose, you know what I'm saying, they make a conscious choice, because at one point we didn't have a choice. It was illegal for black people to read. But now that we've been given certain God-given rights by, you know, certain other people, but anyway, we choose not to educate ourselves. We choose not to put ourselves in certain positions. And see, this is why, one of the reasons why I'm against certain, like, movies or TV shows, because they all stereotypically make it seem like it's cool to be either a slave, like it was adventurous to be a slave, or it was, or it's adventurous to be on a corner hustling, like poverty is cool, like
to constantly demean and degrade black women. Pardon me for interrupting.
Yeah,
you know, you see that a lot.
That's not cool. I don't understand why we have to be the face of poverty. Like, I was looking at something where they had this billboard put up somewhere and talking about, you know, go to school, you know, get a job, any job, you know, get married and do this. Like, wait, hold on. And there was a picture of a young black woman up there. And I'm saying to myself, like, all right, like, this is how we talk to one another, or this is what we're saying to our youth, just get any job, you know, just make sure you know, finish school. Of course, I agree with that. Finish school. Finish school and, you know what I'm saying, and do better. You know, want more. But to tell them, get any job, you know, go get married, and do wait.
Hold on,
no,
Brother B. I know, all right, all of us are about all the same age from the same generation X, they call us. But
I guess.
I know our parents used to also tell us, go to school. If you don't, get a trade also, something that you can fall back on in addition to that. So I'm sure all of us had some sort of trade. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I don't know what the dynamics are now.
And I just want to say this.
Exactly, because I don't think they have anything out there. That's also the problem, too. They don't have anything out there for these young people to start. Like,
exactly.
I remember years ago,
they don't have
nothing for them to start, but they don't have anything, huh?
It's out there, but you know what? It's out there, but they're not pushing it. So I remember back in the days, they had auto shop. Your guidance counselor. They had all that stuff.
You had all that stuff back in the days, but not anymore.
Now,
and you know,
but wait a minute, real quick.
Go ahead, bro.
They have it, but we don't utilize it. We don't seek out. Mm-hmm. We don't read. We're not looking for it because the whole
thing is, why not?
A lot of our people don't, because they don't want to work. They don't listen. Aren't you?
They don't
want to
work
in school. They don't want to work. They don't want to work for it.
Yep.
They just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You think a kid? You think one of them? Like you?
They don't.
Some of these kids, you know, depending on how old they are, it'd be nice if you can hook them up with a nice grade if they didn't have to work for it. They deal with that. Oh, my teacher's gonna hook me up. They don't want to work for it. It's the work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of
them. And how about the ones that the only thing they're looking at? They want to be a Cardi B. They figure, Cardi B, she was, I'm not saying nothing against her, but, she was a stripper. Now she a rapper. She making all this money. And now she say she don't cook, she don't clean, she still got that ring. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with the music or she wants to listen. She can do what she wants in terms of music. But at the end of the day, you have these kids that are listening to this music, hearing things, seeing stuff, and once again, nobody is monitoring what they're doing. Nobody's saying,
exactly.
Listen, that's her life. That's not your life. You can't walk around and not cook and not clean and think you're going to get a man. You understand what I'm saying? They're not telling them anything. So they're just letting the kids just run and whatever. Oh, you want to be a Cardi B? And me too. And the mother told me she won't be a Cardi B too. You know what I'm saying? It's like they don't have anybody. You understand what I'm saying? There's nobody. I know y'all remember this movie or this show. Or something. And they used to be like, who's watching these children?
Man, listen, I'm sure all of you remember back in the days when we were growing up, our parents monitored what we watched. If something was trashy and no good, you wasn't watching it.
I couldn't watch Al Bundy.
Exactly. You couldn't watch that.
My parents were like,
and it's a whole different generation because now these days you have the parents who are younger. You understand? They're younger. And instead of raising the children,
they're
becoming like their friends. They're becoming their friends. But, and I learned a long time ago.
Some of these kids with kids, I mean, sorry, K-Dog, but some of these kids with kids, they still need to be raised too.
Exactly.
These
blind
kids
leading
are
blind.
Still growing up.
I'm sorry, my mama
still
will still check me right now. So it's no,
right?
I don't know when you consider grown, you know what I mean? Because I know my parents will still check me on certain things. Listen.
You wasn't grown until you left your parents' house, and still.
Mm-hmm.
Even still then, they checking on you.
Even
exactly.
Still they checking on you.
Exactly.
That's how the old people are. Because you know what? And this is another thing that we lack is to be educated economic-wise, with economic
right.
education,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Because too many people,
whoa.
And I've heard this from certain people, like, I'm not going to mention their names, but there's these guys, every day they're always sending these group texts and saying the most ignorant stuff. I'm like, listen, all this talk about, well, let's get our reparations now. Let's get this now. I'm like, okay, but
why are we still talking about reparations, though, that we're never going to get? But
exactly. Thank you. Yeah, when I say it, it's wrong. But when I say it, what are you saying? Listen.
Reparations.
Dave Chappelle, I remember years ago, how many of you watched Dave Chappelle when he – do you remember that episode when he showed the reparations?
Hey, what
would happen?
And all they did, and what they do, they went out and bought Newports. And beer. That's all they did.
And sneakers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But was he wrong?
No,
he
wasn't.
Right.
Wait,
that's
let
what
me tell
they
y'all
whistle
something.
With it.
Think about it. Wait, think about it. Think about that. Think about the Rona money. Think about that Rona money, which what Negroes went and did. It was on all kinds of
stupid.
And then when
mm-hmm.
they got the extra $600, that was, they
mm-hmm.
was going crazy. I seen people around that was looking like bums for months. All of a sudden, you get the $600 check, and you ain't worked a day in your damn life. You get
mm-hmm.
the $607 check, and all of a sudden, you got new sneakers, new pants. You looking like this guy.
Polo gear. They racked up on polo gear. Ralph Lauren was rich again.
Now, I remember
seeing, you know what's
and
crazy?
It's
and you know what's interesting? But you know what's interesting
mm-hmm.
about that? That's the big difference between a hustle and a hustler. See,
exactly.
You had your
mm-hmm.
little hustle getting your little extra $600. But little do you know, you just got hustled. Your hustle,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You just got hustled. A hustler
mm-hmm.
going to be thinking, well, what happens when this money is over?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I need
gonna
to take some of this stack.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Stack, flip it, do something with it.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Of course,
yeah, exactly.
A lot of people want to be, they want to hustle, but they ain't hustling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they're busy talking.
People,
they're talking Jay-Z. They're talking mm-hmm. Jay-Z, but you know what I'm saying? They're not living up to the standards.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be a boss, but.
Right.
I don't know. They still sitting in class. They ain't learning nothing. And that's the thing I find. So when it comes down to the whole thing of, like, poverty, you sometimes keep yourself in poverty.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
have no aspirations
yep.
or you have no vision to dig yourself out of it, and the whole thing is you can have $5 in your pocket and somebody else of another ethnic background can have $5 in their pocket, but you poorer than them. Why? Because you're black?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to change that stereotypical attitude that there's a black on black crime. There's like these black statistics. Everything black, 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 black.
Right.
But we ain't nobody calling anybody else out on their shit.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have seen it. All of us have seen it. You saw. I've seen one or two Asian men. Or lady picking up cans, have a shopping cart or a bag loaded full of cans going to tournament.
Yep.
Oh yeah, the bottles.
They'll
yep.
never. But
yep,
we,
I've seen them.
Will always, but we will be looked at as lower. And it's
mm-hmm.
not to say anything
oh, yeah.
about them, because you know what? At least they're getting their asses up and they're getting out and they're doing something. Because just because they're collecting cans don't mean they ain't got no apartment. Don't mean they ain't got something. They probably got something. They're just going to be
they
like, hey, this is what I'm going to do.
Let me tell you something. They got houses. What are you talking about? Apartments?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I remember, I don't know if any of you remember, Bloomberg at one point when he was a mayor, he wanted to create, like, he wanted to make sure people who collect fans, he wanted to tell them to go get licenses to do so. Because technically, you're out there getting free money.
Yeah.
He wanted, a lot of people don't remember that. He wanted them people who collect cans to go get licenses to do it. Because you're getting money.
But why? For him to get money, pretty much. Get money off of that money. Yeah.
Of course he's going to get money.
Because they're just, it's free. It's basically free money to a degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, they work and get it. They're digging and stuff. They're getting the cans out. But basically, they're getting something in return. And they ain't paying no taxes on it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So who hustling who?
Exactly.
Who hustling who? And like I said, we in
exactly.
will always be looked down. They'll look down on us more than anybody else. We'll always be the dirt poor. We'll always be the
of
worst compared to anybody else. And we allow that. And we support that stereotype.
Right.
And I'm like,
to a certain degree, even when we dig ourselves up out of the trenches, it's always something. We could use Kamala Harris as an example of that right now. So it's always an attack on us regardless, I think. It doesn't matter how much you come up out of poverty. They'll always try to bring the narrative back to you when you were in poverty. They did that to Obama, too.
Yeah,
they did that
to
Michelle. So,
you know why?
Yeah, why? Mm-hmm.
Because we don't articulate out. A lot of us don't articulate ourselves out of the situation. Now, Lee, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you where I know it probably feels good, Lady T, because I know you're smart. And I know that you have enough verbal joust. in your brain, your finger, right? You Virgos are like your cerebral.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Okay.
Check this out. you know what? I don't know. So check this out. I know you've had plenty of verbal joust. You've had plenty of verbal joust. And I know you probably love it when somebody comes with some bullshit and you shut them down verbally. The whole thing is, we are not in that position. We can't.
Yeah.
We don't shut down. We don't shut people down. Like me, I love it. When you try to come with
some
little bullshit,
yeah,
I actually do.
I do it nice nasty too. So I'm very nice nasty with it to the point where you'll get
nasty?
The point and you won't. I'm
nasty.
You're nice nasty is what I call it. And I'll shut them down and be very nice about it, but you'll get the point. You won't come at me again.
Exactly. And see, what was the key words you said? They won't come at you again. We always set ourselves up for somebody to keep coming at us.
Let me tell
That's
you.
That's the problem. We always make ourselves, you know what I'm saying, an unintentional victim.
Yeah.
Because we don't defend ourselves.
There are people out there.
We don't know the language.
Yep.
We don't know the language.
Mm-hmm.
We don't educate ourselves on things. I mean, come on, really? It's just that simple. Pick up a book. Read something. Do something.
Exactly.
Don't wait. Don't wait to go to jail. Become some jailhouse prison.
Why would I want to read? Why would I want to do anything that's going to make my life easier?
Oh, they're not going to do that. Nobody wants to do that. They don't want to
complain about it.
Right. I'd rather do nothing about it.
Right.
Well,
I'd rather complain about it.
Well, you know what, Red? Actually, to read, educate yourself on certain things is not going to make your life easier. It's going to make it harder because then you have to maintain that level, of that level of confidence, that you got to maintain that confidence level.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just don't want to do that. It's too hard to maintain that level.
I don't know.
You're
I don't understand
stay on
it. Like,
one level and that's that.
No, because
y'all,
you know
y'all
what?
Y'all probably could all agree with it. Like, when we was growing up, you would have to read a book when you come home. Like,
of
all right.
Course.
For instance, before we did our homework, My parents will always say, read. And I'm looking at them like, what do you mean read a book from the bookshelf, whatever? You got to read a book before you read. I'm wondering, I just came from school, finished reading. Like, why do I have to come home and read? Summer vacations, like we would go to Trinidad, and here we go to Trinidad, and we're in summer school over there. So I'm wondering, what's the point of all this? But they're like, it's to stimulate your mind. Because they always say idle time, idle mind. So it's to keep you from doing idle things. You understand what I'm saying? But that's not practiced anymore with certain kids. And some parents do it. Some parents will have their kids do it. But some don't.
Yeah.
And you can see the difference in the kids. You understand what I'm saying? That don't want to read, they're just all over the place. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
I feel you on that one.
This is why I think we've got a lot of junk going on in the streets nowadays.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that there is just, you know, things is just coming to a point where everything is overwhelming. You know, you try to talk solutions, or you want to think about solutions, or you want to come up with solutions, but how can you really come up with a solution when there's people that don't see a problem? A lot of our people don't see a problem with collecting this, oh, I'm going to say that I didn't do this, or I didn't work, or I couldn't work. You're lying. If you're lying on the tape, that's called fraud. So you're going to gamble? You're going to gamble and then turn around? You think unemployment, they're going to be looking for that money?
Mm-hmm.
When they sign up, they're going to be fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing that I wanted to point out, and I wanted to point out something else too. There is another problem that we're dealing with, and that is, like we talked about earlier, the hustling. Because all I could see out there, and I have to shake my head at this, is that you see a lot of fake-ass leaders out there. They call themselves these doctors, these professors, and they coming up to you and telling you all this bullshit. And you know what? It don't mean a damn thing, because how are you educating the people, but yet you're taking and taking and taking and taking from them, and, you know, you're making up all these seminars, and you're not impregnating intelligence, but instead you're putting in more ignorance. You understand? And that way you're calming the people and nothing's coming out of it. You understand?
Yep.
Because I've seen this happen many times.
Mm-hmm. That's the way, that's how they get people heads.
Well, see, listen, it's easier to listen to the speech than to actually give the speech.
Mm-hmm.
See, once again, there's no work. There's no real work in hearing. You know what I'm saying? But it takes work to listen. That's what I'm saying. Once again, we talk all this shit, but we don't understand the language. There's a difference between the two, and a lot of people think it's the same, but there's a difference between listening and hearing. And it takes work to listen, because then you got to process it. When you're listening, you're processing the information. When you're hearing, you're just hearing for anything. That's all. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I would people rather hear than listen, because they, once again, they don't want to do that work. What they're going to say, oh, we've been lurking long enough. We built this country. We don't need. So what, you think somebody's going to cut you a reparation check?
Hell no.
And take your ass up out of poverty? Yo,
hell no.
Right.
In fact, that reparations check is going to lead you to more poverty, because, you know what, check it. You get that reparations check, how much of it you going to invest into your own neighborhood? Nothing, because you're going to surely go help yourself. And I'm not trying to sound stereotypical. I'm not putting down my people, because I love my people. But what we're going to do, we're going to stand online at the sneaker store waiting for the sneakers.
Go to the dealer. Car lot.
Hell yeah. Meanwhile, you're living in a basement. Right. You're living in a basement, but yet you're getting the Audi. You're getting the BMW. You're getting the Mercedes-Benz. You're getting the Lexus. Or
they okay with that, as long as they have a roof over their head, but they could look fly outside to the outside world. Some people are okay with that. That's bad.
All right, exactly.
It's not cool, man. How about giving to that school that needs the money?
Listen,
that's why we always looking at
education. Well, I'll say you're just a joker perpetrating the H.
Yeah, well, that's why we're always the face. That's why we're the face of poverty, because, you know, but they just like you said, they know what we do when in terms of economics. They know how we do. We'll spend money on the stupidest shit instead of putting it into our neighborhoods. And guess what? Then they come into our neighborhoods and fix up the neighborhoods. Like, once again, why is it that the outside
no, you're right.
have to come into our neighborhoods and fix up all these neighborhoods that have been poor for years or been looking a certain way for years? Now all of a sudden, oh, there's a barista on the corner, there's a Starbucks, there's this, that. Where the hell did all that come from in the middle of goddamn Brownsville? Like, are you kidding me?
But Red, exactly. But see, Red, you just swung the hammer of thought. So how is it that we spend the most, but yet we the ones in poverty? How is it that we spend the most per year?
Yes.
All the trillions of dollars the money that we spend, but yet we poor.
Absolutely.
Because we're not understanding the whole economics and investing.
Exactly.
And that's
we're not economically educated.
Because remember, they used to teach economics. They used to teach economics and all that stuff in school. Typing. I remember taking a damn typing class. In school. I mean, I know there's computers now, but guess what? What the hell? A computer ain't nothing but a goddamn.
Some of those kids don't even know how to type. Remember, they're using
Absolutely
the mouse all day.
Not.
They don't even know how to type.
Exactly.
Like how we knew how to type a certain amount of words back in the day.
Man.
All right, they don't know the letters of ASD and all that other stuff. So they don't know nothing about that.
Oh,
but that's
God.
What I'm saying.
I just had an
eye.
I tell a flashback. Type of people. A space D space. Yo,
I'm
on energy right now.
Goodness gracious.
But it kept the brain working, though. It kept the brain working.
Right. And that's what I was saying. They
yeah,
used to
right,
teach
right.
these things in school, and they don't teach any of that stuff. And guess what? Now with this damn Rona thing, these damn kids is going to be even worse now because they ain't going to know a goddamn thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? They're at home with a parent that don't know shit either. I'm sorry. I got mad.
No, but you're right.
But you're right, though. Listen.
No, but you're right.
Guys, you're right. Because how many, so you got this whole Rona thing going on, and you got a lot of parents that don't want to be parents anymore. Like, take your ass back to school. Go somewhere. Go somewhere. Go over there. But wait a minute. Maybe you need to stay home and learn with your kids.
Yeah,
so now you see,
pandemic.
Once again, now you see what the teachers go through.
Yeah.
You know what?
And
my,
now you don't want to go through it.
My brother was telling me about these parents and during this pandemic, so many of these parents are saying, oh, when are schools going to open so I could send my kids to school? Like, you're supposed to be the first teachers of your children. We're the teachers. We're not the parent. We're not there to educate your children. That's your job. We're there to teach your children. But what about you? What are you doing at home? Oh, my kid is driving me crazy. I can't stand my kid being in the house. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, I gotta work.
It's really heartbreaking when you hear those parents say that, because this is like one of the last times that, you know, while this virus is going on, that you will get that one-on-one time with your kid to learn with them if you don't know that stuff, let's say. But I mean, you should. But just to be there to teach them like that. After this, I mean, when this clears up, they're back to school and things are regular. So you should take the opportunity to enjoy this time. Take advantage of it. It's
not really
a big thing.
I don't know.
It's really not a big thing.
Not some of these
self-serving
bastards.
Wow, I understand it, though.
They're mad because they can't go to the clubs and get drunk at night, and they can't, you know, hang out with their friends. Why is my kid? You know, I've heard so many parents say some nasty things about their kids, like, when are the schools open up? I mean, calling the Board of Ed and saying, oh, when are you guys opening up the schools? Because I need to send my kid back, like, You're not thinking about the risk.
They don't care about the risk.
They're
I
your
know.
Kids. If they bad, they're your kids. So why are they bad? Because maybe something wrong with your dumbass. If they're your kids, don't be
no,
bad at your badass kids. Listen. How my man Chris Tucker, could you listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth? They, your bad ass kids. Your bad ass. How did they get that? How did they become badass kids? Now, if they're not going outside,
they don't want to take accountability. Accountability. They don't want to take accountability on their own kids.
So when your kid is out in the street, and you know what, is messed up as this may sound, because you know you hear about a lot of these shootings and stuff going on. Listen, I see it like this. I don't know under what circumstances, and when it happens to a child, now that's innocent. That's something totally different. That's something that should not be happening. You know, the killing of any child. I don't condone any type of killing anyway, but some of these adults put their asses in situations where you reap what you sow.
And it's like
what Brother Ron be saying all the time. He's like, I don't put myself in certain places or put myself around certain people for certain things to happen. And it's true. But some of these people put themselves in certain positions or be around certain people or they're doing certain things. And what happens? Oh, he was a good boy. If he was good, I mean, he may have been good to you, but was he living
good?
Right? Yeah, if he was good, I mean, he may have been good, but was he living right?
Right.
Is he living to the point
where
he was, you know what I'm saying? What was he doing to put himself or herself in that situation?
Right, because you have a lot of good people or good kids, but they run it with certain types of people. Or they're trying to live a certain type of lifestyle because they see their friend doing something, or because they're trying to imitate something that they see, and it's just like, okay, you can't imitate that, and you living in a house, and both your parents is working, and they making, you know, a certain amount of, you know, you got a car, and you know, you got things going on.
Red,
it's just crazy.
In the days, the cats that used to sell drugs that didn't have to. I mean, not to say that anybody really had to, but you had some cats that just really didn't have shit. And they was just doing what they got to do to eat or their kids to eat or whatever. Like I said, I'm not condoning it, but you had some cats that was coming from nice homes. You know what I'm saying? Their parents was buying them shit, but you selling drugs in the street for what?
For what? To be part of the crack epidemic that was going on at the school. That was what it looked like to them.
Yep.
They didn't really need to.
Look how what you say, Red? These dummy jackasses? Come on.
Yep, dummy jackasses.
These dummy jackasses. Like, listen, if we're going to keep being looked at a certain way if we keep doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So now people want to paint this picture of how these cats in Wisconsin, they tore down their own town because of the shooting. Listen, once again, I don't condone it, but when people have no option and they need to lash out, sometimes an avenue is created, and it may not be in a positive light. It may not be in the best way. Yeah, but there are people that know that, and they count on that. There's studies, there's statistics. There are people that sit back and they say, oh, well, if you do this, they'll do that. So let's do this so they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that girl said on the video, the game is rigged. It's rigged. Now, if you choose to fall into the trap, that's on you.
Exactly.
But don't expect somebody to feel bad for you. Now,
but you did it to yourself.
Exactly.
But then
you're constantly doing it to ourselves.
When you do something to yourself and then you turn around and you're blaming other people for your failures, that's on you. That's your problem. You created the mess.
Oh, well, no. People are not going to, you know, it's easier for me to blame you.
Take responsibility.
Than for me to accept it. It's easier for that. Like, all right. I don't know if I told you, Red, like somebody dented my car, and it wasn't another car that dented my car. Like somebody like hit my car. Yeah, I was tight. Now listen, I'm tight because you did it. Now if I would have did it myself, okay, I'll eat that. I'll live with it because I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that somebody purposely just said, you know, like what he said, like David Chappelle said, is it fuck your couch, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody just said, yeah, it just said bang.
Yeah, you said Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, like Charlie Murphy, like the doctor's like, yo, like somebody just said, F your car, bang. And I'm like, are you serious? That's gonna cost me like a couple $100.
All right.
You sure it's not an old girlfriend that smashed it?
I didn't even know nobody in that area. That's why I was like, wait a minute, who's done it? Like I said, I could have even ate it if a car hit my car and then drove off. I could have said, all right. But no, it was on the sidewalk side. Driver's side, on the sidewalk. Somebody just said, bang, fuck your car. Yo, I really, like I said, it just really makes me look at people, humans, different. Like, all right, I also wanted to talk about how people are just seem to get angry with other people who are maybe or may not be voting for Trump or Biden. Like, listen. I saw somebody post something. Oh, you know, Mike Tyson, you know, is a Trump supporter. So hold on. I don't know what that got to do with you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, why are you mad at that?
Why are you mad at him?
Oh, my goodness.
What does that have anything to do with who you voting for?
Mm-hmm.
Just because he may have said some things that sounded like support, it doesn't mean that he's going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, Mike Tyson got bread. You think Mike Tyson really care about what Biden or Trump is saying? Listen, if you got a certain amount of money, or you know what, you don't even have to have that much money. You could just be doing your own thing. It's like, I don't care what either one of them are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go and vote for whoever works best for the country, because you obviously see that this dude, and listen, we had 8 years of peace, so I guess that was the calm before the storm. Because
8 years
right
of peace, plus
storm.
Don't forget we had turmoil within that peace, though, that
right.
Obama had to handle, tackle mad things.
Oh, yeah.
Storm.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
get
no,
what
no,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no,
you would, he handled
Red.
It cool and collective. You
I
said
mean,
Lady
I'm,
Red.
I'm Lady Red.
Just put our
I
names
mean,
together.
Lady
That's fine. Lady Red.
Listen. Lady C. That turmoil you talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to drop two things. So, wait. When they said you got two hurricanes going on right now. They said ain't shit like that happened since, like, 1950-something. We had an asteroid. NASA said we had an asteroid the size of a car that damn near hit that came past the Earth, and now there's another one that's supposed to come before election.
You know what?
Just before election. Interesting.
Exactly.
Come on.
Well, listen, there's been so much.
You're so damn stupid.
Oh my gosh.
This is the nonsense, though, that we've been dealing
much.
With for the past 4 years. The nonsense.
Exactly.
It's just been one after the other because, listen,
it's been a mess from the beginning. But, K-Dog, how many people have Trump got locked up that around him? His people got locked up. I think he's
yeah,
had, like,
under
two,
investigation.
Yes, people got
yeah,
locked
a lot.
Up,
but yet. No, nobody really says anything about that because, you know what, everybody's sitting here talking about you're not even looking at politics. And like I said earlier, people don't even study politics or understand their sweet branches to the government. And, of course, with this Yeltsin office, he's making the United States look like a damn joke. And look
listen,
at his cabinet. Look K-Dog, at the people he has.
But, K-Dog, I'm with you, but then again, I gotta go back to asteroids, man. The hurricane.
Yes,
that's
asteroid.
A goddamn pandemic. People
right before election, don't forget to put the emphasis on that.
174,000 people in this
don't
country.
Don't forget about the murder hornets.
Dead.
Yeah, the murder hornets. People talk.
And you know what else?
Hold on, though, y'all. But is the asteroid going to take out the coronavirus?
We don't
is
know.
Is that what it's
There's
coming
that.
For?
Coronavirus, but I sure know thing has gone straight up like crazy.
That goddamn asteroid is gonna look like a damn little rock by the time they get to the Earth. Like Jupiter,
exactly.
When they say an asteroid is going past the Earth, do y'all know how many y'all know because y'all have brains in it? Do you see how many damn layers of space that the damn asteroid got?
No, but you know what's worse? Let me tell y'all what's sad
it
about
might,
this whole thing. This idiot, in fact, this idiot got the briefing, right? Hold up. Got the, watch this. Like, you're telling people to go out and enjoy yourselves, right? You're telling our kids that it's safe to go to school. Meanwhile, you're in the damn White House. You're going golfing, but yet you're not wearing a mask. You're telling people, oh, it's okay to go out. But meanwhile, there was a healthy 65-year-old man who voted for you, and he went and listened, and he supported you 100%. He went to a karaoke party, okay, ended up catching the coronavirus. He died. His daughter's looking like, damn, my father really voted for him, and he actually said it was safe to go out, and he believed it, and he went to a karaoke party, and contacted the virus and died.
And this goes back to what we said at the top of the show, though. Listen, with everything we said, you have to protect yourself. I'm not going to listen to the next person that's telling me what this coronavirus is about. I'm going to be going in deeper because it's based on your immune system and this, that, and that. And people are not trying to research certain things. So that's why they're going to go, you know, with whatever the White House said. From the time this thing came up, I'm like, okay, I listened to what they said. But when you hear people who's fully protecting themselves too, getting it regardless. Hi, how does that help me?
Exactly.
Listen, yep. I think I'm telling you right now. I really think that after this, it's probably gonna happen before the election. It's gonna be Independence Day. The aliens are coming. We got two asteroids. I think they were just scouts, just looking out for what's gonna happen. Depending on what happens with the election, something. Like, it's too much craziness going on. Like, we didn't see this for 8 years. And like you said, like, even though there was the turmoil that he was,
But the president kept, Obama kept it. He left.
Yeah. But this dude, I mean, oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say. People are losing jobs. People are losing businesses. I mean, yo, Putin's opponent just got poisoned for the second time. I mean,
when he had his businesses and things like that and went into bankruptcy? He's running this country just like how he would run a business. Like, it's okay
for
bankruptcy is what he's looking at. You know what I mean? This is what it looks like. It looks no different than when he was running his own company. Remember when he had his Trump Airlines and stuff like that?
But
so it's a business to him. He doesn't care. He got his bread. He ain't concerned about America's bread.
Exactly.
And he's a hustler.
Yeah.
Because no matter what he does, he's going to make sure he keep getting that bread. He's going to make sure
he got his tips for the night.
It wouldn't surprise me. And Steve, right now, this whole Steve Bannon thing, oh, my gosh.
Oh, Steve Bannon, you mean the great, he was a white nationalist, we all know.
You know, I'm surprised that other lady's still alive. The little Epstein chick.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still alive, but that's required
I think one of them is retiring.
The
one of them is leaving, Kellyanne Conway.
She claims it's because of the beef with her husband, blah, 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 but that's been going on. And husband because of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's that, but I don't think it's that. People said is that, she says is that, whatever the case may be. But hey, you can say what you want, but I don't think she'll be the first or last to be leaving before election time.
A lot of them,
you know, like it's too much. These 3.5 years, it's been interesting. It's ever since the Russian sub was like 100 miles off of Delaware coast after he tried in the office. Right there, you should have known. Oh shit, there goes neighborhood. It's
right.
Mm-hmm. And people are now saying, you look at some of these reports, they know Russia had something to do with the election.
Oh yeah,
they're saying
they're still
going to
go on
with
this.
Yeah, but
what does that matter now, though? What does that matter now?
Because the election is coming up again, so now they're like, well, shit. Now all of a sudden he's moving mailboxes and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Why?
He's moving mail late. The postal system, like, when is the postal system?
The postal system
is,
please don't even get me started on
the
that.
The postal system is
impressive.
Have you guys been to the post office? How the post office is even operating? Under
goodness.
COVID,
it's
we spoke
mess.
About it last week on the show, and even when
it's
I went
mess.
In there, it's like you got to go in first thing in the morning. Even when you do, it's one person there, long
yeah.
lines.
Horrible.
You know,
long
it's
line.
Really it's really depressing.
I can't get my damn packages because the damn postman man don't want to come upstairs. I'm punching him in his face.
Yeah.
How
you gonna say that on radio? She didn't mean
I'm
that
not.
Postal man.
The views of Big Red are not the views.
No, you know, it's just when you order stuff, it's like it's taking so long. Oh my God, like I know it takes a little, but it's like, you know, places like 2 and 3 and 4 weeks and. You know, it's just terrible now. It's just horrible.
But it makes you respect them even more. I'm sorry. I respect the postal service employees even more, especially during this time.
I mean, you have to because, they can't do, but so, you know, it's not their fault. Like, they have to, they're just trying to do their job the best way that they can.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're doing. They're trying to do their job the best way that they can. They're working overtime hours, like overtime hours. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what can you do? What can you do?
I'm waiting for the asteroid.
But what
That's
does that
I mean.
Say about the government job? So, you get my point? That says
right.
a lot. It
nothing
makes you
secure.
Really think. I'm sorry,
nothing
we
secure.
Need better leadership. It's not secure. Those were one of the jobs that people would want to get to, you know, what, do it for 20 years and retire when you're fresh out of high school and things like that. What is it saying
yep.
now when we reflect on these great government jobs?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's saying you can be a casualty too. You're not protected. You think you're secure, but you're not.
Mm-hmm. You're really not.
And
right.
some people
no,
some
you're
people
not.
Will use this as an excuse. Some people use this as an excuse to say, "Well, I don't need to do this, or I'm not going to do that because look what may happen." I mean, come
mm-hmm.
on. I mean, I don't. Listen, it's no mystery. Like I said, we're talking about 22,000 people are going to be losing their jobs in New York. So
damn shame.
22,000 people.
It's
bad. And that's
mm-hmm.
on top of people that already lost their jobs.
Yeah.
The
yep.
restaurant industry. You know, nationwide.
Well,
it's when it starts getting cold, what they're going to
mm-hmm.
do.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody's going to be able to go eat inside, and meanwhile, they're blaming
but
other
even
people.
Yeah. Even still, K-Dog, even if they let him inside, it's only going to be a limited amount of people. And then again,
exactly.
trust. Who's really going to want to go sit down? Like, listen, you can't even cough. You got to, like, go somewhere where there's nobody around and cough. Because if you cough
exactly.
in public, it could be on the property.
But why? But
right,
this is what I'm
property.
Saying. What's wrong with people, though? I'm more concerned about the person that's
no.
not coughing.
Exactly.
It's natural to cough. So I'm concerned if you can't cough,
oh, no,
what's
you can't
wrong
cough,
with
no.
your body? What's wrong with
you
your system
no.
if you can't cough?
Oh, man,
if you're
cough.
Not
you
coughing.
Cough.
No,
Lady
that's
T,
not
you,
realistic.
You better.
It's a fear.
There's something
it's
wrong with your
fear.
Immune system if you cannot cough or sneeze. You do know that. You have to cough.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
okay,
you better
so
off
I'm not
fart.
Sure.
You better off farting on the microphone in the middle of the bus.
That is so. That was so disgusting. You guys are so dusty. That was disgusting, Brother B.
But you know what?
That was so gross. That's something Hot Rod would say.
If you fart.
Sorry, Hot Rod, if you're listening.
But listen, if you fart, you ain't going to think you got Rona.
Oh, my God.
But if you cough.
Right?
Nah,
listen, you
nah.
Gonna
run
you won't get thrown off
one
the
of the symptoms.
No, you're supposed to cough.
Not fart, not one of the symptoms. So you okay. You can fart and it'd be okay. But let you cough, so they can hurry to cough.
Man, if you cough, man, people are going to run for cover.
And if you fart, they're going to run for cover, too. So what's the difference?
Right here.
And look, lady T, just cough them up. Go ahead, Hot Rod. Hot Rod, tell her.
Hot Rod, go ahead.
Yo, leave my boy alone. Leave my
cover
boy
up alone. Cover
your butt,
Hot Rod.
Listen, he didn't even bust
your butt.
Trump didn't do anything. Trump done so much for black people. You should be ashamed of yourself for trashing Trump right now, okay?
Oh, my God.
We ain't trashing him. We're just making observance. You know, we lost Little Richard, the creator of Tom and Jerry, the asteroids, the hurricanes.
Oh.
It's just a lot. It's just a lot going. Next thing
don't
you know,
forget the murder hornets.
It's more to come.
You can't forget the murder hornets.
Sean, if you call me and you told me it's about to be a blizzard tomorrow and a 90 degree weather, don't bother me. Come on, this isn't nothing
without.
Oh, like, my God.
It's
like,
oh, God.
That would be very spooky.
No, that
you know,
is I'm definitely run for cover.
I for one would be happy about that. You know, I can't stand summer.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see a pig flying by your window. No.
Didn't we start the year off with that super red moon? That red moon?
That's right.
Red moon. Yeah, I heard about that.
That was it. That was a start. That was
a start. We have two hurricanes happening. You have two hurricanes happening at the same time. Hello. Come on.
But have we not also noticed, like 5 in the morning, it's not as light as it used to be. It seems like it's getting darker, you know, so.
Minute by minute.
Yeah, like 5 in the morning.
That's because just of the change of the season.
It's changing earlier. It's even earlier. It keeps changing.
Yeah.
But that would be in October,
you know,
when the clock goes back. But it's changing differently
right
now.
Right.
People haven't noticed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even
at
this time yet.
I noticed that for the last couple of years. Like the end of August, it starts like it starts to do that. And it's not supposed to do that until like maybe September sometime.
Mid-September.
September, I wouldn't be shocked if the day of Labor Day people are wearing jackets. I wouldn't be shocked.
What we're doing on Labor Day anyway? Not that we're having a parade or anything. Why not?
Ain't no jumping on the parade.
Because they said no parades of any kind until October or something.
No jumping on the parkway.
You ain't doing nothing.
There's no parade.
No parade.
Wait,
no
parade
right
now.
Wait. May not be a parade, but trust and believe, you're going to have some people walking, you know, down.
Yeah, they're
going
to still do.
As long as that good food is out there, listen, people are going to know. They're going to put that food out there.
Yeah.
That's that. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'll be right.
So you're following no protocols. None of the protocols we're still going to be not following, even with the food. So it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Because I think overall people are just over it. They're over the COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. Exactly.
You only got one life to live. Live it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to live your life somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, I think another issue is you've seen a lot of people in protesting and doing all this and that, and apparently the rates haven't budged. Like, you know, there's no new case. You know, there isn't a whole bunch of new cases being
reported. There's new cases, but they're not telling us about it. as
well,
much
yeah,
as
before.
But
the,
but something with the protest that I said before. Remember they told us, okay, this is surface to skin, right? Remember that in the wintertime? They told us this when it came out. But you see the protesters, yes, they are wearing their masks. A lot of them are, the majority of them are, but they are not 6 feet away. That whole 6 feet, I never believed in it in the first place.
Me
I just
neither.
Thought it was something that,
me
yeah,
neither.
I just always thought it was something that sounded so nice, like 6 feet under to scare you. You know what I mean? So the whole 6 feet didn't make sense to me. I understand the point of the mask and stuff, yes, but the protesters are not 6 feet, so that's okay for that.
Yeah, no.
But when you go into the stores, they want to mark, you know, the 6 feet, and you got to stand here.
Yeah,
I avoid
floor.
That. I pay no mind to that crap because the shopping carts are already 6 feet in front of you, so don't bother me with where I need to stand.
True. Well, you know, you have people out there
can't
being right. It'd be too close to them. You know, they
yeah.
think they're like,
yeah, well, some
people
get
close.
Mad.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen arguments like, why you stand so close? I'm like, oh boy. I'm like, there it is.
Like I said before, Lady T may not like it, but some well placed gas, and you have the area all to yourself. Well, that's all you got to
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
Bust a fart, everybody leaves you the hell alone. Like, nah, discussion over. Ain't nothing more to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Where's some of that under your mask? That's it. Where's some of that under your mask? Smell that. You know what I'm saying? Take that thing.
Oh, my God. Brother B sound like he be farting everywhere he go on purpose.
Know, right?
Like, yo, what's up with you, Brother B?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Sometimes, listen, when in war, you have to use any and everything at your disposal. Especially if
exactly.
around you, you want to be by yourself. Except that, listen, give me 12 feet. Give me that. Because some people just want to talk to you. But listen, nothing backs a person down like a bad smell.
That's
all. Damn.
You are so gross, Brother B.
Look,
you
know, damn, man, listen,
I do it all the time.
We ain't living. We ain't
we know
right
you do
time,
it all
man.
The time.
I'm no shame in this.
Exactly.
I'm
stupid.
Mm-mm-mm.
Listen, sometimes you just want to be alone, and it's a guarantee after that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the elevator. If you want to be alone on the elevator, or somebody can bust one, they walk on, they step right off, you're like, oh, nah.
Yo, Red, please get your cousin. I know.
Oh, no.
Listen, I've been trying to control him for
years. Well, if you didn't know about Red, I mean, can't do it now.
I'll be over there tomorrow. You and your cat be trying to kick me out.
Oh, my goodness.
But B, do you get your pumper yet that I sent to you? You got your pumper in the mail yet that I sent to you?
No,
oh,
damn.
Lord. The pumper?
Wait,
you got it in the mail. I'll send it to you.
it's probably coming for him tomorrow. He'll be ready for Freaky Friday.
Oh my gosh. No, that's alright. I'm good.
Oh my god.
I'm not about that life.
What you call Lady T?
I thought you were talking about an asthma pump. That's what you're talking about.
The pump before the pump.
You know, y'all are just bad. So with that being said,
they know what I'm talking about.
Hot Rod.
Y'all are going to damn stupid, I swear.
K-Dog. Another episode of the Menu in the Can. It has been beautiful. You guys have a good night.
Good night, y'all. Good night, guys.
Release them.
And remember,
hi, Brother B.
And remember, gas with class. Okay? Gas.
That's right.
Gas.
Don't be afraid to pass
gas. And watch the Masterworks and the Murder Hornets.
And
Murder Horn is like asteroids.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night, guys.
Peace out.